Q&A open forum for pro-choice folk only. Let's go straight away, as promised, to John. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Hi, this is John. How are you?
Hey, good. Listen, is the location correct? It says that you're calling from Location Anonymous. I believe that's in southwestern Missouri.
Yes, I'd rather say, rather not say if that's okay.
Fair enough, John. I'm only teasing you. How can Trent help you today?
Okay, well, first of all, let me say that I think we've narrowed down the argument of pro-choice to the right debate, because earlier in the political elections, you had two politicians that said really moronic things, I felt, when they were trying to explain why they were pro-life. But here's my question. I don't see, and you brought up earlier to another caller that you have evidence that life begins at conception.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, reading the Bible, scripture talks about that when your heart stops beating, you are dead. Well, the heart doesn't start beating immediately at conception. When the sperm hits the egg, there is no heartbeat.
That's true, John. I don't want to. Let me see. I'm looking at my enemy, the clock. I really want you to engage Trent with your question, because Scripture also says in one of the Psalms, "Before I made you in the womb, I knew you." So, battle of the Bible verses might not fit, because we're talking about scientific evidence here. But what might your question for Trent be?
Okay. Well, if you narrow it down to just, I think religion is the only place where you can define life beginning at conception.
I'll disagree with that, and here's why, John. First, I'll give you, here's a few quotes. In embryology textbooks and medical textbooks used in universities, there is no doubt that a biological human being, a individual member of our species, starts their existence at conception, or what's called fertilization. Here's an example. Ronan O'Rahilly and Fabiola Mueller write in their textbook, Human Embryology and Teratology, they say, although human life is a continuous process, fertilization is a critical landmark, because under ordinary circumstances, a new, genetically distinct human organism is thereby formed. So if you could find a medical textbook that says life, a individual human being's life does not begin at conception, I'll eat that page. In fact, this scientific standard has held up in court. You can look up Planned Parenthood versus Rounds. In this case, the state was requiring Planned Parenthood doctors to say to their patients that abortion terminates the life of a separate living human being. And the court eventually sided against Planned Parenthood and said this is a statement of biology, and Planned Parenthood failed to provide any evidence to refute it. My friend Steve Wagner summarizes it with this soundbite: if it's growing, isn't it alive? And if it has human parents, isn't it human? And so if the unborn satisfy that and they're a whole organism, not a part, because they can develop themselves, why not treat them the same way we treat any other human organism?
John.
Very strong answer. And I guess I've never really thought of it that way. I've always felt that if there's no scientific evidence that life begins immediately at conception, I always felt that possibly, you know, we should limit abortions to only in the first, you know, first few days, or maybe even only the birth, the day after a pill, because there is no scientific evidence. There, as a Catholic, and as most Christians believe, life does begin at conception, but that's where you start separating the religious side of it from the political side of it, and because I believe we do want a separation of church and state.
Right, but just because you have a religious belief doesn't mean it contradicts a scientific belief. Christians, we believe that, you know, the universe began to exist, like, or at least that God created it, began in the beginning, you know, the heavens and earth were created. Science has also panned that out with Big Bang cosmology. We believe by religion that slavery is wrong, but that's also just a natural moral truth. So just because a belief is religious does not mean it can't also be enforced in the law, because not enforcing it upsets the common good.
Mm-hmm. John, I'd recommend, if you've never heard the show, to pay attention to future appearances, not just Trent Horn, but also Father Tad Pohalchik, who is a Catholic priest, but also a holder of a doctorate in neuroscience from Yale University, and he has a ton of scientifically accurate information on the first hours and days and weeks of human life in the womb. John, great call. Fantastic show so far.